This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 9th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section of former Vice President Joe Biden was declared winner of the 2020 U.S. presidential election by the major media networks and the Associated Press on Saturday, making him the president-elect and Senator Kamala Harris the vice president-elect. The coronavirus is surging around the world, passing the 50 million case mark, and the U.S. went over the 10 million case mark over the weekend. Other than that, nothing happened. While President Donald Trump has not conceded the election yet and has vowed to fight on with lawsuits and claims of election fraud, President-elect Biden is proceeding with the transition. The tip-off that a decision was close over the weekend came when the Secret Service increased its protection of Biden, including an aircraft overhead. So far, the response from markets and world leaders has been positive towards the news of Biden and Harris's election. However, look for more turbulence in the coming weeks. Did you miss LME Week? Well, just like your cable TV, LME Week is available on demand. You can see the LME Metal Seminar or the LME Focus Day with links that are in today's JLN. Pamela Jones, Executive Director and co-founder of Genesis Consultancy, is the new chair of Wild London. We had three more donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign since Thursday. The first was from industry veteran technologist Alex Lamb of the Technantial Company, and the second was from Miriam Gilhooly, who in her professional world goes by Miriam Herrera. She is the development professional for the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America, who so adroitly guides the LaSalle Street Boy Scout fundraiser, now called the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards. Miriam is a friend, and according to her, I am a mentor for her as I have guided her through revitalizing this event and our industry's relationship with the Boy Scouts. Alex Lamb is a former London pit trader and an electronic trading pioneer whom I can't wait to get on video to capture his story. He has some good ones. The last donation was made by the very famous Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous, Miriam, and Alex, and to all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by supporting our GoFundMe campaign. We are going to place an order for another tranche of JLN hoodies that say the world needs journalists, followed by the JLN logo centered on the front of the hoodie. If you're interested in buying one, the cost is about $50 or $40 plus shipping. Question: iconic Canadian TV quiz show host who died over the weekend. Answer: Alex Trebek. The host of the long-running Jeopardy quiz show died Sunday at the age of 80. He had been suffering from pancreatic cancer. Tom Thompson is reporting that Gary Gensler, the erstwhile Goldman Sachs banker who served as chairman of the CFTC from 2009 to 2014, is joining the President Biden transition team. He will work on financial regulation oversight, according to a Reuters report over the weekend. Under Gensler, the CFTC implemented a large number of swap reporting, clearing, and trading regulations that were mandated by the 2010 Dodd-Frank Act. Gensler is currently a professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management, where he serves as a faculty advisor to the MIT Media Lab's digital currency initiatives. You have to wonder if infatuation with cryptocurrencies isn't an occupational hazard of the CFTC chairmanship. Gensler at MIT, Timothy Massad's 69-page digital assets report for Brookings, Christopher Giancarlo's Digital Dollar Project, and Heath Tarbert's recent Let Me Just Basically Say How Impressed I Am by Ethereum, full stop, period. Suzanne Cosgrove offers this. This week offers an especially wide array of webinar options. One from CBOE's Options Institute is Harnessing Small Cap Volatility with Russell 2000 Options on Wednesday, November 11th at 12 p.m. Planned speakers include Catherine Yoshimoto, Director of Product Management at FTSE Russell, Derek Devin, Senior Portfolio Manager at Neuberger Berman, and Matt Moran, Head of Index Insights, CBOE's Option Institute. Although it's advertised for financial professions, Moran said all JLN readers are welcome. You can register with a link in the newsletter. Also, Wednesday, November 11th at 2 p.m. Central Time, Bar Chart is hosting a CPN live stream session with Julie Lerner, CEO of Pan Exchange, that is designed to take a deep dive into the hemp and frac sand data provided by Pan Exchange. Andrew Bish, CEO of Hemp Harvest Works, an equipment and consulting service provider for hemp products, and Keith Peterson, Bar Chart's head of strategy, also will join the discussion. Reserve your place with a link in today's JLN. Here are some more stories from the first read section of JLN. From the Financial Times editorial board, Biden turns the page on presidency of rancor. The next U.S. leader could achieve much through tone and behavior alone. The trickling of power from the mightiest person on earth seems unlikely to abate. Donald Trump will fight to stay in the White House on spurious grounds, but much of the world is moving on from the U.S. election. Foreign leaders are congratulating the man they refer to as President-elect Joe Biden. Most Americans themselves are resuming their lives. Neither the street parties nor the pro-Trump rallies are typical. The second story is from the Financial Times. Reality TV presidency canceled after four-year run. The Trump administration packed a lot of drama into one term. As soon as U.S. media called the election for Joe Biden, Democrats started promoting Adios Trump t-shirts in what was a fitting way to mark the end of a presidency that was launched with racist attacks on Mexicans. Following 4 years of chaos and tens of thousands of tweets from the president, the former reality TV star will depart the White House after a record number of Americans gave him a taste of his own medicine. You're fired! This wins the best headline of all the election stories. From Reuters, Biden taps Gensler to work on Wall Street oversight review. Source: Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, who appeared to be closing in on election victory, has tapped former derivatives market regulator Gary Gensler to work on a transition plan for financial industry oversight, according to a person with direct knowledge of the matter. Welcome back, Gary. We missed you. The stock market boost from having more women in management. European groups with higher numbers of female leaders benefit from stronger share prices. This is from Sharon Bell of the Financial Times. Women used to be largely absent from the upper echelons of the corporate sector. As recently as 2005, fewer than 10% of board members at Europe's top 600 listed companies were women. Now that figure is more than 30%. But has this made a difference? My comment, there are some things you should do because they are the right thing to do, not because they will make your stock go up, but then it is a nice benefit of doing the right thing. Here are the top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was NFA's notice. NFA orders Chicago, Illinois introducing broker Infinity Futures LLC to pay $120,000 fine. Second was LSE and Refinitiv make commitments on trading to secure EU approval for deal from the Financial Times. And third was the job listings page at the NFA. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 192,226,563 pages viewed with 24,514 pages and 226,676 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. Also, thank you for voting. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.